Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me begin by joining others in congratulating you upon your assumption as the chairs of this year's meeting of state parties to BWC. We are confident that under your very able stewardship, we will have a productive meetings. Rest assured of my delegation's full support and constructive engagement during your chairmanship. I would also like to express our appreciation to the Implementation Support Unit for the excellent preparation and organization of our meeting. Indonesia associates itself with the statement of the non-line movement delivered earlier by the distinguished representative of Venezuela and the statement of ASEAN delivered by distinguished representative of the Philippines. Mr. Chair, we share the concern that our 8th review conference last year failed to produce any substantive outcomes, including on the intersectional program of work. During the conference, we only had to accept a minimum mandate for the intersectional program 2017-2020. Indonesia believes that the intersectional process continues to be relevant to strengthen the effective implementations of the convention and to prepare for the next review conference. The absence of substantive discussion to strengthen the implementation of the convention as what we are experiencing during this year, in our view, will consequently erode the overall trust in the effectiveness of BWC regimes. Indonesia, therefore, wishes to work together with all state parties to redouble our efforts in reaching consensus on intersectional substance and process that reflects the common interest of all. In this regard, all state parties need to show their respective flexibility and strong political will. Mr. Chair, Indonesia is also of the view that the international cooperation in accordance with Article 10 of the Convention is critical in light of recent scientific and technological development of biotechnology for peaceful application. We believe that the cooperation to prevent, detect, and control pandemics emerging infectious disease, such as through studies, research, and development of medicine and vaccine, are within the applications of Article 10. However, the existing gaps among state parties, most particularly related to their resources, levels of development, and technological capacity, continue to hamper the effectiveness of this partnership. We therefore share the merit in establishing a framework for cooperation consistent with the objective and purposes of the Convention, in a view to narrowing the capability gaps and ensuring a full, effective, non-discriminatory collaboration. This framework should also include assistance and transfer of technology for developing and least developed countries in order to enhance their capacity to prevent, detect, and control pandemics, as well as to counter possible use of biological weapons. Mr. Chair, BWC stands unique among the few international instruments that operates on the sole focus of totally banning the misuse of the object of its regulation. For the Convention to effectively function, it requires a standardized mechanism both to prevent any misuse of biological agents and toxins, as well as to ensure that the uses of such material can only be intended for peaceful purposes. The lack of mechanism which is needed to verify the compliance of the state parties has often been criticized as the greatest weakness of this convention. We should therefore continue to work together towards the long-awaited legally binding protocol dealing with all articles of the convention in a balanced and comprehensive manner, including on verification mechanisms. We continue to believe that creating such mechanism is indeed achievable. In fact, verification mechanisms play a key role in other international regimes such as NPT and CWC. The effectiveness of the BWC also rests on not only on the full and effective implementation by state parties, but it is linked to its universality. Thus, we must also continue to strengthen our common efforts toward the universal adherence to the Convention. Let me conclude, Mr. Chair, by reiterating that my delegation stands ready to contribute constructively and work closely with other delegates in this important meeting of state parties. And I thank you, Mr. Chair.